Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Every major government hires thugs and imports groups with provocateurs so the police can attack peaceful demonstrations. They've been taught everywhere from the U.S. to Canada to England to China. Jonathan Elenoff is the founder of We Are Change Colorado. They've really broken some important information about how they're planning to stage events at the Democratic National Convention. Finish up with your points on that. Then I want to get into the amazing confrontations you've been having with Gary Hart and play a clip of it.
Sure thing. We did go to the meeting on Sunday here for Recreate 68, and we were able to find a group, Rame D, who we got, by the way, all this on camera. We're going to be getting it up on Truth Alliance and We Are Change's site soon. We're still editing it. And basically, they admitted to us, first of all, I said, are you familiar with Gandhi and the success of Martin Luther King being peaceful? And that's when the founder of Rame D said, and these are the guys, by the way, running Recreate 68, just heads up on that. He said to me, he goes, well, look, violence is the only thing these effing cops understand. And I looked at him and I was like, are you kidding me? So that was what kicked off the whole debate. We then started talking about violence not being effective. He handed me a DVD that he made called Troublemaker that he's been handing out at the Recreate 68 meetings. This DVD is put out by this Rame D group. It's Revolutionary Anti-Imperialist Movement Denver is what it stands for. It's all up on that TruthAlliance.net article. It's all verified. They even admit all this. And they're telling people to bring bags of blood and urine and throw it on the cops. No joke. This is against
the law.
You can
get attempted murder for that. And they know that some weak-minded person will do it. That's who they'll burn. And then these guys that are doing this, they'll end up being Barack Obama someday, end up being president. See, that's how they work, folks. This is totally staged. Go ahead.
This whole thing is designed to sabotage any, it's going to drown out any message we have. And all this is under the umbrella of Recreate 68. And so that's why we started looking into this group. We're trying to get the word out now. We want to contact every activist group and advise them. Are you familiar with what's going on in Denver? Do you know about the protests?
We've got to blow their op. We've got to blow their op. If you have a DVD of that, you got to get that video up now, and you've got to demand the police. And you can pull these cases up. People who've spit blood on cops have gotten 20 years in prison because it is a dangerous bodily fluid. They are calling for hardcore felonies if what you're saying is true. I know they've got shields and weapons on the website. You're telling me they're calling for throwing blood on people?
This is Rame D, and it's a violent anarchist group that's attending the Recreate 68 meetings, and they're giving an open arm. By the way, they gave us the stiff arm when we said, would you allow 9/11 Truth to have any speakers? I know we have big names like Willie Nelson and all these. I know you're trying to put on a concert down there at the DNC. I said, if you give an open arm to us, I said, our group, our movement is huge. We would love this opportunity. He said, no, we don't agree with 9/11. You stay away from us. And that's when I looked at him. I said, you're giving every activist group an invite and an open arm, and you stiff arm us?
Look at Noam Chomsky. Look at Bobbitt. They're all operatives. They're operatives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole thing stinks. It's just not adding up. So this ring.
Look, there are state police, there are defense intelligence, there are Army, Navy, there's Homeland Security in there. And I am, look, they'll find some young kids, mail fertilizer to their house. Oh, they were planning to bomb it. Remember, Nixon was planning to bomb a major convention, but then it got exposed to then blame it on terrorists. And that's declassified. So. Very dangerous, very dangerous. Give us more intel.
The memo that was sent out to all the hotels and all the police departments advised everyone to be prepared for terrorism, mass riots, to handle 35,000 to 50,000 injuries, you name it. Everyone's preparing in Denver. They're getting all the press. And we've had to fight to get on the media. And they got it almost instantaneously. They've been building up this press.
And they magically won the lottery to be the controlling group. Oh, yes, they're very good people. Black Ops, ladies and gentlemen, exposing the enemy's tactics. Stay there. I want to hear about Gary Hart, another traitor.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Don't forget, we're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. The only place to listen to the fourth hour is InfoWars.com. The first 3 hours are on the AM and FM dial, simulcast on the satellite, the Internet, global shortwave. But the fourth hour is only available at InfoWars.com. Until next Monday, and then it will be on the GCN Radio Network, and affiliates will be able to get it, and we're very honored that they want to pick it up and thankful. Also, you might want to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. You're 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Funds our operation here and what we do and how we're expanding our fight against the globalist. You get my book, Paul Watson's book, 18 of my films, hundreds of my weekly TV reports, in-studio interviews, special expanded extras from films, but not just that. You also get my fourth hour in 64-bit audio and video. The video is pretty good quality. It streams out to you live, and some days I do more than an extra hour, and we have a document cam, a guest cam. We play exclusive video clips here first. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day for your membership. Going back to the founder of We Are Change Colorado, Jonathan Elinoff, Any other key points you want to add about the provocateur operations? Very upsetting what you're telling me, and I'm looking it up right now. You have the memos going out of the hospitals, the police, everybody that terrorists are going to hit. There's going to be riots and 30, 40,000 people injured or killed, and that there's anarchist groups doing it. I mean, if that was the case, and these anarchist groups are always calling for criminal things, why aren't they being arrested? Now, I want to be clear. There are real anarchist groups that like to dress in black and are for no government, and you know, some groups that are wearing three-piece suits. But the black bloc, as it's known, or the mainline anarchist, I've seen them starting fights in Austin at the Fortune 500, and I saw them getting orders from cops, and I had one walk up and say, "We're going to kill you someday." Yeah, we work for the government. That's why if you really talk to them, they'll go, "Communism, man, mousy tongue," but then they'll act like they're anarchist. Because, A, the globalists don't want you to know that there's still a huge communist influence that our government controls. So for the public, oh, it's anarchist. That's why they're wearing red stars. But that's another cover itself. They're just government operatives. And they're lazy scum. They go to like 10, 15 events a year max. They start fights, stage stuff with police, and then they get 50 grand a year. They're very well taken care of. And, you know, they leave the events and get in their sports cars and drive back to their apartments. And it's a wonderful way to destroy freedom. Now, they were caught in Genoa. Remember in Italy when the police ran over people with tanks and things? They were caught there staging stuff and starting the violence so the cops could attack. Going back to Jonathan, they're really worried about Democrats showing up and pointing out that the party's pro-war. So I guess they mean to discredit everybody with a black op, John.
Absolutely. They're going to drown. We've been trying to get, 9/11 public, the anti-war movement going. They've hurt all of our efforts here in Denver trying to get this big. Denver started passing all kinds of laws that are all unconstitutional, like a curfew at 10:30 p.m. that they're going to enforce. Of course, Recreate 68 is intentionally making a statement saying, "Well, we're
now is that a curfew for adults as well?"
For the street, a street curfew, 10:30 p.m. from it's the week of the 20th. That came out. They're also
well. That is martial law, and I may fly to Denver now and get arrested and then sue them because I mean this is so evil. And of course, it's all selectively enforced. You know, a lot of U.S. cities have curfews for adults now. Folks, that's martial law. That is martial law. Please tell me more.
The security zone and the free speech zone are going to be announced in mid-June, and the purpose of that was because it only gives a couple of months for people to make cases against it. Legally, which isn't, if anyone knows the court system, that's not enough time. So they pushed announcing their security zone and free speech zone all the way to mid-June. Now they're saying it might be the end of June. And by the way, this security zone is a 12-foot fence that they're building around the Pepsi Center and the Denver Convention Center. And nobody can approach the convention unless you're bussed in. Gates open, you enter in.
Yeah, it's a giant camp. Now, yeah. And they've also done drills at that convention center to put people in it as a camp. So I assure you, this fence around it, because I saw the plan in 2001, is actually a FEMA takeover drill. So they'll actually be practicing the movement of people and processing with people going to the DNC, never even knowing they're part of a larger drill. Now, look into that. You'll actually find that's the truth, Jonathan.
Sure.
Expanding out on that, they are just so over the top to destroy freedom in this country, aren't they?
Absolutely. This is all just a big sabotage to drown out any effort to get the real issues known. All of the groups that I know, including our group, have been fighting very hard to get our message heard, and this is going to do a complete 180 on everything we've done. So we're distancing ourselves from Recreate 68 as much as possible. We're exposing Reem D as, well, they should be arrested for, what they're talking about is direct violations of laws. This is
but they won't be. They won't be. They won't be. They're going to get promotions and probably a sergeant stripe.
Yeah, this is just horrible. And so this whole thing is just, it's just stinking really bad.
Here's the government openly trying to violate your rights and trying to, announce the free speech zone late so you can't sue them because it's all getting thrown out of court. The government is criminal, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead.
So I put a ton of stuff in that article on Truth Alliance. Feel free to link to it on InfoWars or put it up there. I want to get this information out to everyone so they can prepare themselves and educate themselves and basically equip themselves with the knowledge that if they're coming to Denver, they need to know about what's been happening, because they're not talking about it on the mainstream corporate news. It's all over our papers. It's all of our local news, but nobody else knows. But I still know people that don't even know the convention is going to be here, and we've been going through a massive transition, fighting all these unconstitutional laws, trying to get press, and it's just been a roller coaster ride, to be honest with you.
Well, you need to, you know, if these were real protests, they'd tell 100,000 people to show up and then be in big phone bank centers all making calls to every talk show in the country. That would be hundreds of millions hearing it. They would have people there, you know, doing live streaming on the web. They would have people protesting different areas. They would have people leafleting. Imagine getting 100,000 people in Denver to each hand out 100 leaflets. Every person would get a leaflet, you know, a couple times. That's the type of it. But no, none of the whole peace movement is run by the Ford Foundation, run by the Defense Department. And for those that want to research that, that's a fact. They created the peace movement so they could control it, knowing a peace movement would develop. They then catalyzed it as an anti-gun movement. All I can say is great job, Jonathan, and the reportage that's out there. Let's shift gears now, and we'll watch this as it develops. Let's shift gears into Gary Hart.
Sure thing. We confronted him at the Tattered Cover bookstore a couple weeks ago. I was able to co-opt control of the mic, and I basically presented myself as Truth Alliance Network. Showed him a press pass, said, oh, yeah, well, can we film? We got permission to film, and because I controlled the mic, I was able to control who gets asked the question. So basically, I went around the room, picked all We Are Changers, a couple other people, but mainly We Are Changers. So he was barraged for 25 minutes with questions from We Are Change, and he just took a beating. We thought it was over. He decided to do another book announcement up in Boulder. We Are Change Colorado attended that with VFlog and Boulder 9/11 Visibility. And basically, it was a repeat, only we got him even better this time. We asked him about his New World Order statement, which he did make September 13th. He made that statement. He said he was going to...
Well, I have it on video in two of my films.
Exactly. And nobody can deny that. I mean, he can't deny it. Sure, certainly, when asked about it, what does he do? He says, I never said that. You got your information wrong. Then he comes and then they say, well, we've seen it. It's on YouTube. He says, no, I'm not going to have a repeat of what we had at the Tattered Cover last week. And everyone was like, are you serious? Come on, Gary. Come on. You said it. We all know what you said. Then he goes out and says, it's 3 minutes into the video on Truth Alliance, by the way, is where that clip is. Then he goes on to say, well, what we do need is a new international order. He says, I've never said the term New World Order, but we need a new international order.
Okay, that's let's go ahead and play him denying and then play the clip of him saying it. Go ahead.
You rather famously said in front of the Council on Foreign Relations that we can use this disaster to bring about the New World Order.
I did not. I've never used that phrase in my life, so you've got some bad information.
Really? I've seen you.
I heard it on YouTube.
Video after video saying this.
I saw it on YouTube, too. Gary Hart, coming out of your own mouth.
No.
Okay.
George, I'm not going to repeat what we have at the bookstore. I mean, at the Tattered Cover bookstore. You can film this if you wish. It's up to you. It doesn't matter. But George H.W. Bush used the phrase New World Order once, and he never used it again.
Jeez, I saw him use that like 8 times on YouTube.
I'm not here to quote.
Better check it out.
You ask me a question, I'm giving you an answer.
Side question, change the topic, and you might be
interested.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And then we're going to other places.
Okay. Now, later in the clip, didn't you insert the clip of him saying it?
Yes, we inserted it right afterwards where we show all the times George Bush said the New World Order phrase.
I'll tell you what, we're going to cue it up to that and come back and play it all on the other side. George Bush said New World Order in public more than 200-plus times. In fact, there's websites that have chronicled all of them. More than 30 times on video. Bill Clinton said it. Gordon Brown said it. Hitler called for it. And then here's Hart saying he never said the term New World Order. Just brazen liar.
Mm-hmm. He also says we're going to get attacked again. When asked about that, he says, I've been saying this for 7 years consistently. He says he's adamant. He knows we're going to get attacked again. He says, when asked about the FEMA camps, he says they don't exist. We said, what are you talking about? He says, what are your sources? He says, it's coming out of Canada. It's coming out. We mentioned everything, all the sources.
Well, San Francisco Chronicle, Houston Chronicle. WhiteHouse.gov.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention GCN listeners, you've all heard of 911 in Plain Sight, Beyond Treason, and One Nation Under Siege. But did you know that all of these documentaries were created by one man, civil rights activist and filmmaker William Lewis? Now Mr. Lewis has produced his most patriotic documentary to date, a film about taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
All right, Dad, let me get this straight. On Civil Liberties takes place in the future, right? Like Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right. Slightly in the future.
Wait a second. I thought Star Wars took place a long, long time ago.
All right, Einstein. But it is kind of like Star Wars anyway. Just like Star Wars, there's an evil empire, and some people have started an armed rebellion to fight the evil empire.
Okay, so don't tell me. The government's the bad guys again?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, so your character's like Luke Skywalker.
Not exactly.
I know! You're Chewbacca!
Not really. But my character does help the rebellion to stop the government's evil tracking system, which is happening now in the real world, just like in Uncivil Liberties.
Wait a second, they can't track us, it's a free country!
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties. Go to UncivilLiberties.com or mail $13.95 plus $3 shipping to Mercer Films, Box 3797, Albany, New York, 12203. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once, and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order.
What I have said to you tonight is, we do need a new international order unless we want to lose tens of millions of people.
Oh, we're going to lose tens of millions of people unless you give total control to us, unless you let us totally rule your life. Jonathan Elenoff, great job. If you guys can send us just the clip of Gary Hart, I know you've already given us a lot of footage for the new film that's going to come out in the next 2-3 months about 9/11 truth, We Are Changed, the whole movement. If you can send me that new Hart clip, I have the footage of Gary off C-SPAN at the Hart-Revin Commission calling for a one-world government, saying, use this disaster for a new world order, and we'll put that in the film. I think that's very, very important to show their level of bull.
Absolutely. We'll send it out right away.
Well, you're the best. Give us the We Are Change website.
The wearechangecolorado.org is our chapter. It's our activist front. And the truthalliance.net is our basically our journalist front, and we're all members on both. We basically write on one, and we show all our video clips on the other.
Well, I have to say, We Are Change Colorado is very professional, just really nice, really intelligent people. And I know you guys and gals have invited me out, and I've been really flattered. I've just been so tied down here with work and family and taxes and films that I can hardly get a minute to comb my hair, much less come out there. But I might come out there for this DNC thing just because it's so evil. And I need to be on the ground to document the police provocateuring, because the MO you've told me and the documents I've got here, there's no doubt this is a serious operation. And just by us being there, they may not do it.
Right, and this massive organization, I'm surprised Glenn was basically able to pop up out of nowhere, join in with this old leftover group from the Denver Action Network, which has a bad, provocateur past, and basically they pop up out of nowhere. They get thousands of dollars from around the country. They fly around, start promoting it, and just all this momentum. They've got porta-potties ordered for the Civic Center Park. They're going to be housing and feeding the homeless. They claim to be busing in 10,000 people. They don't have anywhere to put them, so they're setting up a tent city at the Civic Center Park.
Yeah, let's be clear. The group that's calling for that has groups within it calling for throwing bags of blood on police, they're the ones being given everything by the system.
Exactly.
And then there was a lottery to see who'd get it, and they magically got it. Also, the Democratic Party got one.
Exactly. Jenny Anderson, the event director for the DNC hosting committee, was granted the first day of demonstration. She was granted the entire Civic Center Park, which
is
just a coincidence, I guess. And it's just a joke. I mean, the whole thing just stinks that she gets it, and it's supposed to be a transparent, blind lottery. There was over 800 people that applied for that, to get that park. And the DNC hosting committee gets it, but they've already paid thousands and thousands of dollars to rent out the Six Flags Elitch Gardens, which is right next door to Elitch Gardens, downtown Denver, for their big kickoff party. So what do they need the Civic Center Park for? Which, by the way, is public property. You can't, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. Not to be, nowhere up and down. So.
Jonathan, I appreciate you and We Are Change Colorado's work. Please fire off that Gary Hart video with him denying he ever said it and saying it's not true, because I'm definitely going to put that in the new film, which I can tell you the name of it, ladies and gentlemen. It is 9/11 Chronicles, and then we're going to call it Truth Revolution or Truth Rising Part 1. 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising or Truth Revolution. I'm not sure yet, but we're right down to the wire on that, and we're pretty much at picture lock. We're adding in the lower thirds and things, but that is so important. We're also going to be adding the new thing that Luke got a few days ago with, and I appreciate her finally being truthful, the lady from Democracy Now finally coming out and saying Building 7 should be investigated, that it's suspicious. So, Amy Goodman, I mean, the cover-up is really starting to implode.
Yeah, it's excellent work that's being done in the We Are Change movement. No question about it.
Well, Jonathan, we got a few months before the DNC, so we'll have you on way before then, and keep up the good work.
Yes, sir, Alex.
Yeah, it's a rigged deal there in Colorado. Very corrupt. The military, they act like it's a liberal state, but it's not. It's the seat of the real government, the shadow government.
Everybody,
and everybody knows
the
they're running a major scam. We'll be right back.
Rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor. The rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Attention GCN listeners, would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Well, what's this?
What we are looking at is good and evil, right?
But there's no such thing as a new world order. Yeah, Gary Hart says he never called for a new world order either. It's just not true. Everything must go. That was the cover of the Austin American Statesman Life and Arts section. Back on March 30th, 2008, I guess that was 17 days ago, and I got a few phone calls about this. My friend Steve Mason called freaking out, saying, do you know who University of Texas senior fellow Philip Bobbitt is? And I said, yeah, I know who he is. We've gone and covered him. He's a high-level strategist for the New World Order. I read his book, The Shield of Achilles. which we covered here and shot video of some of the meetings he had a few years ago. And he said, well, you got to read this. Well, I didn't read it. It was a few days after. I didn't have the paper. He showed up Monday night at the TV studio and brought me a copy. And I appreciate him doing that. I mean, I need to be reminded of things. I can't keep track of one-tenth of what's happening. There's so much evil, so many admissions, so many things going on. And there are tens of thousands of magazine articles, books, periodicals that have been written in the last decade, tens of thousands in the last 100 years, where they say they're going to get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, where they say they're going to hand all power over to select corporations and a global government. But rarely do they do it in the newspaper. It's in periodicals. It's in scholarly works. It's in textbooks. It's in quarterly reports. It's in governmental reports. It's in think tank reports. This was the front page of a section of the Statesman, and I showed it yesterday on the fourth hour where we turned this into a TV program, radio simulcast, for PrisonPlanet.tv members. I showed it, but now we've scanned it in and put it up in stories that Paul Watson wrote and that Kurt Nimmo have written as well. He's done something on it. Neocons call for shredding Constitution, imposing world government. And you can go up to PrisonPlanet.com and look at it. We've got a scan in there. If you go to JonesReport.com, Aaron's actually got a big scan of it. This is a little scan. I want you to be able to read the fine print on it, of the actual news story, not just Paul's story about it. In fact, let's tell Paul to put a link to the high-res one in there if we can. Everything must go. And on the front of it, it's got a copy of the Declaration of Independence, We the People. And the Constitution has been ripped in half, and it's got a burned edge. And because it's been gotten out of the way, because it has been removed, you see how to fight terrorism. And then it goes on to say, you know, a program to keep Americans safe. It's like Gary Hart said. He said, you either let us have a world government, or tens of millions are going to die. And that's really a true statement. They're going to kill tens of millions to get it, and then they're going to kill billions after they get it. So these are men who are all about having power. They're all about really having real power. And they're about doing the things that it takes to get it and maintain it. And they're a different ilk. They see us as weak. You know, I talk about some child dying of a brain tumor. And I don't even know the child, but it makes me sad and upset. To them, that means absolutely nothing. These are cold-blooded individuals. And everything is about how to manipulate you. And you read this article where they say, everything must go, get rid of the Constitution, Bill of Rights, sovereignty. It's a bunch of nonsensical hyperbole wrapped up in an intellectual bow. And then everyone, I've been to these meetings these guys are at, they just fawn around them. You know, just other professors fawning, going, you're such a genius. And they all affect Eastern accents and go, oh, no. And it's just sick. These are sick, sick people. And so they're the good guys. Burn the Constitution. Get rid of what this country stands for. That's a good thing. That is the image on the front and what they say in words on the cover of the story. Then you open up the story and you begin to read it. Amend the UN Charter to allow the preemptive use of force without a Security Council authorization. So allow the global government's plaything, their debating circle, the UN, runs nothing. Its Security Council runs it all. To just say, yeah, we attack who we want first, when we want. So legalizing what's always been known as Hitlerian or Stalinistic. Now, here's where it gets really deceptive, though. I mean, this is written very deceptively in a very twisted way. You know you're dealing with an operative. I mean, he's definitely a fellow traveler for world government and elitism. But the writer of this, I want to get him on, James E. McWilliams. Guarantee you get this guy on the phone, he'll tell my producer, no, I don't wish to come on with Mr. Jones. He's beneath me. And I'm just in love with myself. No, you guys aren't smart. What you are is cancer. You're willing to do things normal people aren't. That's why you're in control. Period. Let me just get into it. This is like taking a beating to read this because it makes me so mad. Now, this is where it starts getting really deceptive. Change the Geneva Conventions to forbid the indefinite confinement of terrorist prisoners without trial. Now, the Geneva Convention says you can't hold somebody without charging them a week. Habeas corpus, basic Magna Carta, basic English, Anglo-Saxon common law. Same things in the Mosaic Law. Just ancient common law, basic common sense. Before we had lawyers like this to twist everything for us. Now, when you read it, it says they can't hold you a week without charges. They must bring charges. They must say what the crime is. But this is written to where you'd think, oh, absolutely, the UN shouldn't be able to keep you forever. You know, they should only be able to hold you without trial for 20 years, as Bobbitt calls for in the book. Kind of like Slobodan Milosevic was in there 8 years, and they poisoned him to death. They admitted he was poisoned to death at the UN building. He was bringing up the fact that it was all staged, and the U.S. attacked first and used Al-Qaeda to attack Serbia. And so they just killed him. And he said they poisoned him, and he said, they poisoned me. They made me take some pills. And then he was so strong he didn't die, and they went back in and poisoned him again. He was dead later. I mean, you could even be saying, they're murdering me. So tough, he could still fight through it. It didn't matter. Poisoned him with a very exotic poison, too, that takes a lot of to kill you. So change the Geneva Conventions to forbid. Oh, it forbids. The average yuppies at home thinking they know it all. Oh, it forbids indefinite confinement of terrorists without trial. You see, that's meant for the average weak-minded person who thinks they're smart to go, oh, well, it's forbidding indefinite confinement. But then when you know the Geneva Convention, it says you can't have indefinite confinement. So see, this is saying change it to where we can only hold you 20 years. See that lawyer strategia, that mind game trick there? Oh, and it gets fathomless how bad it is. Allow a more invasive process of information gathering within and across national borders. And he calls for total surveillance, watching everyone, no Fourth Amendment in the book. So, preemptively attack people for no reason, whenever you want, spy on everybody, secretly arrest you and hold you, because this son of a bitch isn't going to get away with what he's doing. They're starting to lose. They're not going to be able to have their way and take all our bank accounts and rule over us and have 1 in 10 being a Homeland Security graduate from college and spies everywhere in an East German nightmare with these pieces of filth at the top of it and their ivory towers on power trips unless they're able to come and arrest me and you. Bobbitt, you know you're going to jail, don't you? We're going to take this country back. A lot of us won't live to see it, but you are going to spend time in prison, boy. When the use of non-lethal chemical weapons can be used to prevent terror, prevent preemptive, redefine such methods as counterforce measures. And then he goes in the book about basically knocking out populations, gassing populations. Every major U.S. city, we learned this in, 2002, since the mid-90s, has had helicopters inside facilities loaded with opiate knockout gas canisters to spray and knock out whole U.S. cities. And I predict that in a medium-sized city, you'll have more than 10,000 deaths because you'll have car wrecks, fires, people falling and hitting their heads. I mean, this knocks you out instantly. And they've got helicopters ready with knockout gas everywhere for you and your family. Kind of like Cheney says, legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons to kill certain races. That's in public document. September 2000, PNAC, Rebuilding America's Defenses. There, I even gave you the date of the document, so you can't be lazy and say it doesn't exist. When they're writing memos saying torture children sexually and telling them and giving it to the military and nobody gets in trouble, we're 1 minute to midnight here. when they're putting the Constitution being ripped apart, saying it's good, with an image of it, and saying get rid of it on the front of the paper, we're in deep trouble. When they're saying, hey, we want to indefinitely arrest people, whoever we want, we're in trouble. These guys let you know who they are because they think the behavioral psychologists know that the majority of people now have no moral compass. They're just whatever they're told is normal, they go with. I mean, if they told the trendies that eating dead dog, rotten roadkill, was a delicacy and would make them look beautiful, you'd have beautiful women lined up at shops paying hundreds of dollars per pound for rotten roadkill. And I'm not being sarcastic. They don't have compasses. They don't have a heart, a soul that everything else orbits around. They're different every day. And so that's who they're programming. And let me tell you, people in Austin opened their newspapers up and they read this, and most of them said, well, he's an esteemed person. He's in a fancy suit. He's a big top, strategic planner. Must be true. We've got to go along with it now. When the use of non-lethal chemical weapons can be used to prevent terror, redefine such methods as counterforce measures. You know what? I can't find it in my stack, Aaron. Will you dig out that Washington Post article about the government wants to wrap its mind around yours? I looked for it some this morning. I couldn't find it in my stack. Then I was out of time to find it, and I don't want to read off the computer screen. I don't news read well off a screen, so just print off that Washington Post. Government wants to wrap its mind around yours. I've been trying to cover it since Sunday, and I was going to have a guest on next hour, but I'm just going to go ahead and cover that next hour because it's so important. And we'll take some of your calls, too. All right, let me go ahead and get into this now. Finish reading it. The article begins with the average weak-minded person thinking, oh, this is very liberal. This will stop indefinite imprisonment when it actually allows it. Because if they can hold you for 20, they can hold you for 30. It doesn't matter. UT senior fellow Philip Bobbitt argues that we will have to abandon our military and constitutional traditions if we want to survive this perilous century. That's right. Abandon our constitutional... It's not just traditions, buddy. Like you traditionally go to the first ball game in your favorite baseball team. You traditionally eat a hot dog with sauerkraut. This isn't that. This is our country. This is why we're different. This is why we became so successful. Because corrupt people in government couldn't suck off the general population, and the middle class exploded, and we had 15% growth rates for most of 100 years, till you people took over. Parasites. So no, we don't need to get rid of our traditions, our laws, that you flagrantly violate everywhere. Now, treason is defined as treason against the Constitution, Bill of Rights, by people in positions of power. This is a policymaker. He writes the policies that are adopted. This is treason. The difference between free speech and treason. When you argue against the fundamental Bill of Rights and Constitution from a position of power and talk about depriving people of their rights, you have become a tyrant. See how every line is pure evil? I've only gotten through like six lines. Let me read that again. UT senior fellow Philip Bobbitt argues that we'll have to abandon our military and constitutional traditions if we want to survive this perilous journey. What did Gary Hart say threatening the students? You better go along with the world government or tens of millions are going to die. From Al-Qaeda, yes, yes. James E. McWilliams writes this fawning, simpering, disgusting article talking about how smart, fawning over Bobbitt's intelligence. This isn't an intelligent treatise for tyranny. You ought to read Julius Caesar's articles on why he needed total power. To protect the liberty and protect the freedom and for the greater good of Rome because they were under such threat and blah, blah, blah. They don't even do that. They just come right out and say, let's burn the Constitution. So they're getting you ready for that. I mean, there were behavioral psychologists that gave the okay on this. You can be guaranteed on that. During the course of a long, intellectually demanding narrative, terror and consent. See, just like they claim, oh, well, the police asked to come in your house and confiscate your guns, and then you consent. Or, oh, well, you don't have to take shots, but we have police dogs out, and we say on the news you'll be arrested if you don't take shots, but you consented. We had consent forms on a table over here that nobody was allowed to have access to. You consented. And he goes on to say in here that the corporations will decide what we do, and that NGOs will represent the people. Non-governmental organizations funded and run by the corporations. Oh, I am going to read this entire article when we get back, if it takes 20 minutes, and I'm going to get into the financial news. Then I'm going to take your phone calls from the bottom of the next hour all the way through the fourth hour. Okay? We're going to cover it all today, but this is important to understand the mindset of our enemies. PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
What you got's a bunch of wannabe dictators working for the big banking cartel that owns the military-industrial complex. They've just decided to shove us around like a bunch of third-world slaves, arrogantly walking around. So arrogant, writing memos about torturing children sexually and burning the Constitution, telling us they're good guys. I mean, they might start dressing up in red pajamas with horns and a pitchfork and say, "Hey, I'm a good guy, let's party." The good guy doesn't wear red pajamas and have a tail. The good guy didn't write memos about torturing toddlers with pliers. I've had enough of all this scum. But we're a country that thinks 50 million abortions is good, so what do you expect? Continuing here, UT senior fellow Philip Bobbitt argues that we'll have to abandon our military and constitutional traditions if we want to survive. Oh, survive Al-Qaeda this perilous century. During the course of a long intellectually demanding narrative, this is how the article starts. Oh, see, it's so intellectually demanding. See, every line is laced with, dripping with poisonous propaganda. So someone reading this thinks, oh, to understand this, I have to be very intellectual. Which means an average person reads this and knows that it's a bunch of tyranny, but they say, oh, no, you have to stress yourself to understand it. During the course of a long, intellectually demanding narrative, Terror and Consent pivots on several paradigm-shifting claims. One of them, which appears in the introduction, stands out for its humanitarian implications. During the era of the 20th century industrial nation-states, 80% of the dead and wounded in warfare were civilians. We've had nation states for thousands of years. They've always had huge wars. It's modern weapons that caused 80% of the casualties to be civilians. So the implication is nation states kill civilians and kill large numbers of people. Intellectually bankrupt, a fraud, a lie, has no connection to it. Except they would argue, well, nation states fight with each other, so a world government would stop that. But that's a fraud as well. The point is they hand out weapons to do destabilize so they can take over. But the fraudulent statement here is meant to say 80% of the casualties were caused by the modern nation states when it was the modern weapons that did that. Nothing to do with the state. For Philip Bobbitt, A distinguished lecturer and senior fellow at the University of Texas and law professor at Columbia University, this is more than a gee whiz factoid. It's the basis upon which he advocates an ambitious argument for fighting the wars that are bound to plague the 21st century. The prospect, because you see, we're going to have this dangerous, the war of the 21st century, which if you read actually what the Pentagon says, the Ministry of Defense say, they say it's a war against individuals mopping up and enslaving the population. I mean, go read the new Ministry of Defense report last year out of England. They just say point blank, government's against the people. The prospect that the good old industrial nation state is a shrinking of the good old. See, oh, it's bygone, it's old. But what they're replacing it with is the ancient imperial model, run by a group of technocrats with a penchant for eugenics and sadistic psychopathic behavior. So see how that's propaganda? The prospect of the good old industrial nation state. See, globalism destroys your industry. Then they say, oh, look, the nation state, the industrial nation state failed you. Then they blame it on nationalism. See, it's always they create the crisis off of the solution. We're going to continue here. I'm going to read the whole article and analyze it. Then we're going to get into how you're going to be guilty, not until proven innocent, but guilty, period, under pre-crime laws. They're building lots of prisons, and they're for you, the milk cows.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.